Hej, Ulf Kristersson här. Snart är det val i Sverige och även för dig som bor utomlands spelar valet roll. Vi moderater har sänkt sinkskatten för utlandssvenskar och vill göra det enklare att flytta hem. Använd din röst, för vi behöver fortsätta framåt mot ett Sverige som du kan vara stolt över.
Detta är ett politiskt reklammeddelande från Moderaterna angående riksdagsvalet. Mer information på bauermedia.se/politik.
Backstage här nu med mig, Jan Innanfors och Nicky Borg.
Jajamensan.
Och Mike Ness från Social Distortion. How are you, mate?
Hello there. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning, yeah.
Welcome back to Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yes. You already started a tour in Oslo yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
But you told me earlier you've been in Europe, you've been in London for a week almost.
Yes. I was in London for a week and then a couple of days in Norway before the show.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, you're not
but
that...
if I, like I told you, if I would have done it differently, I would have come to Oslo a little sooner.
Yeah.
Because it's such a... I like the small and simple. London, if you don't have a friend taking you around, you end up in a... just weird part of town that you know nothing about.
Yeah, but also I guess the jet lag for me at least gets worse and worse. I guess the older you get, you know.
Yes,
so you need
good
to have a week to
absolutely.
Get in the right time.
Yes, absolutely.
But do you have like are you related in some way to Norway? I think I read
yes.
something about that.
My
yeah?
father's side emigrated in the 1800s. And so it was very and I only got I knew that, but I called my sister when I got there because I wanted to know exactly where, and my great-grandmother was indeed from Oslo.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that where you got the Ness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's a community south of Oslo or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was Knutsen Ness.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been told that those are, you know, old raider, famous... raider, like real raider names, like, you know, Viking. Yeah. So it explains a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
It explains a lot about my personality. Yeah, the brutal determination.
I was going to say that, but you said it, yes.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's super interesting. And we were just having a talk, me and Jan, and I told you before that there is a commune called Ness. Maybe it's something from there.
Yeah.
Interesting story.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Interesting also that after 15 years you now have a new album out with Social Distortion called Born to Kill. Very good album.
Thank you.
I jumped a little bit when I saw and heard also Wicked Games, the cover from Chris Isaak. How come you chose that song?
Well, the same reason I pick any cover. It's usually a song that I just wish that I wrote and want to sing. I want to sing it. Yeah. Like... And I usually try to pick ones that are a little bit more obscure, you know, but because a lot of people have covered this song.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But no one has done a just dirty swagger version of it, and I really wanted to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure if people were going to like it or not, but I like to take risks.
Yeah, and I think you totally got the whole feel for it.
Yeah, thank you.
I really enjoyed it. And also, you've... I'm thinking about the Partners in Crime song. Yeah.
Mm.
Is that kind of about your upbringing in the OC suburbia? And you were punk rockers and wasn't kind of like...
It was quite violent.
Yeah, tell me about that.
That's the Viking.
Well, to make it simple... You know, we would go up to Hollywood and see bands, or Long Beach, and, you know, in the big urban settings, I feel it was much safer.
Mm.
Because people expect freaks. You know, there's transvestites, there's this,
in the city,
you know, all kinds of stuff going on. And it's not... But in suburbia, you know, especially in a conservative area, it was... not welcomed very well. And it was everything from jocks to old, they weren't really hippies, they were like I call them Heshers, you know, they're just like kind of left over from the 60s, but kind of rough and or the cops or bikers. No one wanted us. So it made, you know, your daily life, you know, you had to be on your toes, yes. And you had to expect, you know, confrontation and conflict.
Yeah. The symbol, the skelly from Social Distortion, I think even Nick has a tattoo.
Someone has a tattoo.
Both of you. I need to get one.
I made this tattoo as a bet because there was a little group of Social Distortion fans in Sweden way back, and I was one of them. And they always, to make sure that to prove they were a real Social D fan, you needed to have the logo, right? But they made it on their ankle, on their back, like a little bit. I go, come on. If you're a real fan, you make it here. And they were like, No, you don't dare to do that, Nicky. So I bet in money, and I did it, and I obviously won the bet. Yes, well, I have it here.
That's what I've always loved about you, is you're all in, or you're either all in or not at all.
But was that when you got a invitation for a New Year's Eve party or something when you saw it first time?
It was a friend of mine who was an artist. I think she had it pinned on her refrigerator. It was a postcard, and I just saw it, and I was like, oh, you know, back then, you know, I was 23, you know, we weren't really expecting to grow old. So it was kind of like a dead punk or life and death.
All right, awesome. And now I need to, because Nick is sitting here, how was it touring with Backyard Babies back in the days?
Oh, my God. These guys, you know, they were the real thing. We've toured with a lot of American bands, but these guys, man, I mean, they'd come out after a show and towels over their hair, and I just like, these guys are so fucking cool, man. You know, like, I just like... just doing what they loved, you know. It was very, I felt like we were a cut of the same cloth.
But yeah. I heard that they were pretty messy as well.
Pretty what?
Pretty messy. A lot of partying and...
We do a podcast together, me and Janne, where we talk about a lot of old war stories and stuff like that. And there was a story a few episodes ago when I remember that we actually missed one gig with you on one US tour we did, and there was a Canadian show. And it was not actually the band's fault. We had a guitar tech who had an unpaid parking ticket like 20 years ago.
Major violation. Yeah,
so they wouldn't let the band
Canada's most wanted.
Exactly. His name is Jimbo. He had an unpaid parking ticket. It was not even that cool, and we weren't let into Canada, so you did that show without us, and when you came back out of Canada, we joined you again. So and you, I think you made a joke about it the gig after or something like that. Fucking Swedish punks won't let Canada won't have them.
At least you didn't get arrested for drugs or something.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. It wasn't that rock and roll unpaid parking ticket.
Looking forward, I know you've said like you have 30 songs already that you didn't pick for this album, so you're thinking,
to me this record's old because it's been done for 8 months, you know. We had to do artwork I'm already when we tracked these 11 songs, we tracked a couple extras, and there's three in particular which I feel are the foundation of our next record. They've got everything that this next record needs. Plus, I've been writing a lot in the last couple of years, so I think we're gonna try to shock the fans, you know, and put out another record in a timely manner. I also, though, you know, my wife read it somewhere, you know, that in your later years, you're much more creative, and I really do feel that. I'm listening to a lot of music that maybe I normally wouldn't listen to, but I'm listening to it with different ears, like how they arrange the song or how they do a change right here that's kind of random, but it works. Or, but yeah, I feel in a very creative space right now, and I just really want to make as many records as I can in the next 10 years. Yes.
Love to hear it. Love to have you here as well, Mike Ness. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Yeah, and we're done.
Yeah.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Hej, Ulf Kristersson här. Snart är det val i Sverige och även för dig som bor utomlands spelar valet roll. Vi moderater har sänkt sinkskatten för utlandssvenskar och vill göra det enklare att flytta hem. Använd din röst. För vi behöver fortsätta framåt mot ett Sverige som du kan vara stolt över.
Detta är ett politiskt reklammeddelande från Moderaterna angående riksdagsvalet. Mer information på bauermedia.se/politik.